AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Police say the gunman who shot and killed three students at Michigan State University had two handguns that were bought legally but not registered. Lieutenant Rene Gonzalez with campus police talks about what was found around the gunman, Anthony McCray.
Two handguns, the one he shot himself with and another in his backpack that he was carrying. He also had a loaded magazine that was full to capacity in his left breast pocket. In the backpack, he had eight loaded magazines of 9mm ammunition, along with a pencil-sized pouch containing 50 rounds of loose 9mm ammunition.
Police say McCray took his own life. They haven't determined a motive yet for the shooting.
Two pages of notes were found in his wallet, which was on his person as well. Those are the that was the note that indicated where he was going to visit, and also kind of gave an indication of why he. Maybe a motive, but nothing that we can actually confirm just yet.
A special grand jury that investigated efforts by then-President Donald Trump and allies to overturn his election loss in Georgia in 2020 says it believes some witnesses committed perjury, and it recommends appropriate indictments. The panel recommended that the DA seek appropriate indictments for such crimes where the evidence is compelling, but the report doesn't name the people who are alleged to have lied. Kentucky's Supreme Court refused to allow abortions to resume in the state, rejecting a request to halt enforcement of a near-total ban on abortion that has largely been in place since Roe v. Wade was overturned. Wholesale prices re-accelerated last month, indicating inflation pressures continue to underlie the economy, despite longer-term signs of improvement. The producer price data can provide an early sign of how fast consumer inflation will rise. A rare public show of division is emerging among the ranks in Afghanistan's ruling Taliban. A senior figure publicly criticized the group's leadership, accusing some of monopolizing power. This is AP News. Pope Francis has underlined the papacy is long-term for him.
Francis has made clear in comments published by a Jesuit journal that he believes being pope is a lifetime position and that Pope Benedict XVI's resignation was an exception. Francis told Civita Cattolica in the clearest statement he's made yet on the issue, "I for the moment do not have that on my agenda," the Pope added. The resignation letter he wrote 2 months after his elections was precautionary, saying he did it in case he'd had some health problem that would have prevented him from exercising his ministry. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
China says more than 200 million people have been diagnosed and treated for the coronavirus since it lifted strict containment measures beginning in November. The ruling Communist Party proclaimed China has decisively beaten the pandemic, saying 800,000 of the most critically ill patients have recovered. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.